For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Saudi Arabia is confirming the death of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi, claiming that the U.S. resident died after a fight inside a Saudi consulate in Turkey. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says there must be a wider investigation.
The world deserves an explanation, not from the Saudis, who evidently are making every effort to insulate and shield the crown prince, but from an international inquiry.
The Saudi investigation could take a month. 18 Saudi nationals have been arrested. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Mexican authorities have headed off the migrant caravan at the Mexico-Guatemala border crossing. Several thousand migrants, mostly from Honduras, are being held at bay by Mexican police.
They sent 500 federales down to the southern border.
The rush at the border came after Mexican officials said they would grant asylum to migrants fleeing violence-prone Central America. But the Mexicans say they can only process 100 to 200 asylum claims a day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
While in Scottsdale, Arizona, President Trump signed a memorandum that directs the Interior and Commerce Secretaries to reduce regulatory burdens and expedite environmental reviews for projects in the West that provide water for farmers.
I'm directing Secretary Zinke and Secretary Wilbur Ross to streamline approvals for federal water infrastructure and to eliminate all unnecessary burdens, significantly speeding up the environmental review and approval process. We will have it done very, very quickly.
The water supplies have been fought over by cities, which tend to be mostly populated by Democrats, and agricultural interests, which tend to lean Republican. Alaska Governor Bill Walker suspends his re-election bid 3 days after the sudden resignation of his lieutenant governor over what Walker described as an inappropriate overture toward a woman. His announcement at the Alaska Federation of Natives Conference was met with gasps. For the second time ever in U.S. lottery history, the Mega Millions jackpot is at a whopping $1 billion, the odds of winning about 1 in 258. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
During his trip to Arizona, President Trump was asked about the U.S. Justice Department charging a Russian national with playing a key financial role in a Kremlin-backed plan to conduct information warfare against the U.S., including influencing next month's congressional elections. The president blames the lack of action taken by the Obama administration.
The fake news. Don't want to bring it up. President Obama was told in September by the FBI that there could be problems with Russian meddling.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced Islamic terrorists have captured as many as 700 people and plan to execute 10 people every day moving forward. More from John Clemens.
Vladimir Putin made the announcement while speaking in the Black Sea Resort of Sochi with preliminary reports ISIS was holding them after a raid had them all rounded up in a small area near the Euphrates River in Syria. The Sun newspaper of London reports some American and European citizens are among the captives.
The spotted lanternfly, an invasive insect species native to China, India, and Vietnam, has been spotted in Pennsylvania and Virginia. According to the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture, it's a real threat to the forests of the Northeast, as well as the lumber and agricultural industries. The department says the insect's biggest impact could be on the grape, hops, and logging industries. The American bronze medalist who won a world championship cycling race to a transgender woman from Canada has criticized the results as unfair. Fox News reports that Houston's bronze medal winner, Jennifer Wagner, has since apologized, saying she spoke out of frustration. The transgender gold medal winner refused to accept her apology. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.